You're listening to WCAT Radio, your home for authentic Catholic programming.
Good day, everybody, and welcome to another episode of I Thought You'd Like to Know This Too, a program of WCAT Radio in St. Louis, Missouri, United States. I have with me today Masereka Kleto from the Diocese of Kasese in Uganda. And he's going to talk to us about his ministry at the Virtue Orphanage. Masereka, would you lead us in prayer?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of friends that we have on this radio show. We thank you for all the gifts you have endowed to us today. God, we ask you that in the time we are going to discuss about the ministry of the life of Virtue Orphanage, we ask you to descend, to bring upon us your hand so that we can discuss all these to help us in the mission we are going to carry out. Above us, be with us to bless us, behind us to guide us, and in front of us to lead us. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. All the Uganda matters, pray for us. St. Felix, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Masereka. So,
Masereka,
tell us a little bit about yourself first. How did you come to work within the Diocese of Kasese in Uganda?
My name is Masereka Felix Kleto. I started my journey in a minor seminary, then went to from secondary one up to secondary six. Then I got a chance to join the major seminary and did philosophy. My bachelor's in philosophy, then I became an acolyte. But since priesthood is a journey of discernment, I decided to get out of the seminary and join the university. And last year I got married to my beautiful wife, Rosette, and we have one child. We wedded at the cathedral.
Congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you so much, Doctor. I follow, we are six boys. My two elder brothers are Catholic priests, one in Urban University in Rome doing a master's in pastoral theology, and one working here in our Catholic diocese. Those are my two elder brothers. I'm the third born, and we have a nun from our stepmother. We have two nuns, one working in Kenya and one working in Uganda. So in my minor seminary, I became a member of Pro-Life, and I became a section leader of YCS, an association of young Christians. So I got a virtue of being in Pro-Life as a member because I support life. So from my childhood, I became an activist of the unborn children rights, because we faced a challenge in my community around the lecturers in Kasese. We faced a challenge that most of the girls, young girls, the adolescents who were getting pregnant at an early age were carried out activities of abortion. So one day in my secondary four, I went to the bush to graze my father's goats. So I landed on a pit, a very deep, a very big pit, and I found a baby crying. So I discovered that a woman had aborted and threw the baby in that pit. So I got a chance to look for the ladders, drop into this pit, and then I got the child from there, ran away and took this child to my mother. So my mother got a chance to care for this baby, and this girl is now in secondary one. She's called Felista. That day was a day of patron saint Felista. So we went and baptized her Felista. And later, with the help of police, we managed to find out the mother. But now we took care of this girl with my parents at home. So the idea of taking care of life started way back when I was in senior two and became pro-lifer. And my mission is life must be protected from conception until natural death. So that is an expression that moved me to get to beginning a Life of Virtue project, a Life of Virtue orphanage, a Life of Virtue pro-life club in my Catholic diocese and in my parish.
So how many children does the Virtue Orphanage support? In what kind of activities do you do? Educational activities, nutritional activities, those kinds of things?
When we started the Life of Virtue Orphanage, we stay around the lake shores of Lake George and Lake Edward in Kasese district. So the population is very high. And because these people, fishermen, get a lot of money, so they have gone into activities of drinking and things of sex. So we discovered that we had a very big problem of HIV/AIDS. And we had a very big problem of early marriages. So we had young mothers becoming mothers at a young age. Mm. So we discovered that a lot of young girls are becoming pregnant and they are suffering from HIV. Meaning that these young mothers, because of no treatment, they were dying very early. So we discovered that we had a lot of children, one, who get a risk of acquiring HIV. They are born with HIV, and they are orphaned because the mothers die early. So Life of Virtue, I started Life of Virtue to take specifically care of the children who are orphaned, who are semi-orphaned, and they are born with HIV. So in 2010, when I was at university, I got small money, and with the help of my parents, we started with five orphan children who were born with HIV. And now we have a cohort of 28 children under our care. But per se, I don't have the resources as myself, but I have the dream and the energy to take care of these children. So I wrote to the pastoral coordinator of a Catholic diocese, and once in a while, the diocese gives us help. So at the Holy Trinity Catholic Parish, they gave me three-roomed house where we educate and feed these 28 children. They go to school every morning and come back where we take care of them as a family. And every every festive like Christmas or Easter or in their holidays when they are not in school, we look for foster parents within the parish, and we give each family one child, so that they can feel the beauty of being in a family. So right now, we have 5 children who are born with HIV and they are orphaned. Those ones, I stay with them at my home. Then the 23 do not have HIV, but they are orphans. So those ones, we take care of them at the Holy Trinity Catholic Parish, where we have 4 workers. We have a cook, we have a matron, and we have a nurse that takes care of them. And these people get a small salary. Where I work, I get a percentage of my salary and pay them monthly. Because all of them together, I give them a monthly pay of $200, the 5 workers. So we plant our own food. We plant our own food. The 11 orphans are in primary 7, so are a bit old. So they help us in doing manual work. We dig our own crops, and every season we make sure we have food in a granary for us to eat. In 9 children are below 5 years of age. So that is basically how we stand right now.
And the ministry has been going on for how many years?
We started the ministry in 2011 when I was at university. Uh-huh. So from 2011 to date, we have been taking care of these children. So when a child goes to a secondary school, we transition her out from the orphanage. We look for a foster parent among the Catholic Christians to take care of this child when she clocks 15 years. We transition her out from the orphanage. We look for a foster parent to take care of this child. And this year we are going to transition out 5 who are already 15 years of age, and we have gotten the 5 families that are going to take care of them. So meaning that this year we are going to remain with the cohort of 23 children under care.
That sounds like a very important ministry, and one that is providing a valuable service to the people of God in Uganda, in the Diocese of Kasese. How are you supported?
It is tough. It is tough. It is very tough to convince people to help.
Right.
That it has been very tough to convince people to help. Kasese, we are seemingly poor people. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have the rich. We have a lot of rich people, but it's very hard to convince them to help. People who live in very good houses, they use very nice water to flush waste in their latrines, but it's very hard to convince them to help. So what we did, my parents provided us with land. Like I told you, we plant our own crops so right. that we have what to eat. 2, my wife and I, and my wife works in a bank, and I work in an NGO, a non-government organization, to support the elderly, so I get some salary. So from my own salary, I get something to feed on these children, plus the crops we plant. And at the last Sunday of every month in our Catholic parish, we put a basket to collect some small money to feed and get some medication for these children. So every last Sunday of a month, we get some small collections in our Catholic parish to support these children with medication support them with the school fees and scholastic materials, and then to support the workers to be paid. And our pastoral coordinator of the diocese also helps us in supporting us with lighting in our rooms and beddings and other utensils to use. So for now, we don't have any big donation. We don't have any big donation. But depending the level of people dying, statistics tells us that in Kasese, every month we lose more than 20 young mothers who die of HIV. So they leave these young children with no care at all. So we pray that if we could get a match donation, we would be able to support these young, innocent, beautiful lives of God.
Certainly. So right now you say that there are 23 children living with you in the orphanage, and there are 5 that are about to be transitioned to foster families. Does this orphanage, does the building need any support to provide the children with a comfortable and safe living space?
We have only 5 rooms. Mm-hmm. We started with 3 rooms, so we have only 5 rooms. And totally, we have suffered with space. Mm-hmm. We have totally suffered with space. So this year in January, I started on the construction with my own local funds and parishioners who helped us with the labor. We erected 3 rooms. I remember sharing you some photos. Mm-hmm. And we are now supposed to roof it. We have put the timbers, and we are lacking iron sheets, labor, and nails. And then we are lacking sand to plaster this house so that we can fix these children in the 2 rooms. And 1 room will be specifically for 2 of our workers, for the matron and the nurse. So we are asking for support. If we can manage to roof this house up, we can get more space to facilitate these innocent lives.
What will it cost to provide a roof for the house?
To finish it up after plastering and putting a very nice floor, mm-hmm. we have a budget of $6,000. So for iron sheets, we need $2,000 and make the whole house of 3 rooms look nice. We need 6 rooms.
So $6,000 to make the property safe and comfortable.
Just to roof the house, mm-hmm. we need $2,000 to buy iron sheets so that the house is completely roofed. To make the house complete with the floor and plastering it, putting water and putting some lights, we have a budget of $6,000.
And how, if people wanted to support this mission and assist in the completion of the house, how would they provide their support?
For now, we created a small GoFundMe page that we are trying to share with friends of goodwill. And a few people are getting concerned and they are helping these children. So the GoFundMe page, so far, people of goodwill have so far provided us with $260 on this page. And we started it so that we can get iron sheets. And we put a budget of $2,000 on this GoFundMe link. Mm-hmm. So we ask our dear listeners to support us, to share this link, and most importantly, to pray for us. We say, if you cannot find at least $1 to support us, at least try to share the link. It may find some good Christians who can be comfortable to support. And most importantly, we need more of your prayers, dear listeners. Because with God, nothing can totally fail us.
This is a very important ministry, and I'll put the GoFundMe link in the show notes, and hopefully we'll be able to provide some support from our listeners. Masarika, thank you so very much for sharing your story with us today and for the work that you're doing within the Diocese of Kasese in Uganda. I wish you the best, and I am praying for your success.
My pleasure. Thank you for this opportunity, Doctor. I wish, before we end the show, we conclude it with a prayer, most specifically to pray for the orphans and to pray for the Life of Virtue ministry, and more so to pray for the important souls that have been aborted. We should pray for these innocent, beautiful souls that are in purgatory, that God can find mercy for them. And also to ask for your support, so that we can finish up this house for the Life of Virtue Orphans Home.
In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless you, Masarika. Have a wonderful weekend, and hopefully we will be able to reconnect again sometime soon.
Thank you so much, Doctor. May God bless you.
May God bless you.
Hello, God's beloved. I'm Annabelle Mosley, author, professor of theology, and host of Then Sings My Soul and Destination Sainthood on WCAT Radio. I invite you to listen in and find inspiration along this sacred journey we're traveling together to make our lives a masterpiece and, with God's grace, become saints. Join me, Annabelle Mosley, for Then Sings My Soul and Destination Sainthood on WCAT Radio. God bless you. Remember, you're never alone. God is always with you.
Thank you for listening to a production of WCAT Radio. Please join us in our mission of evangelization. And don't forget, love lifts up when knowledge takes flight.